Hello, friend. Welcome back to Bible Sunshine. It's Wednesday, the 20th of May already. We're glad you've joined us today. We trust that God's light and life and His love will shine on you today as we study God's Word together. Open your Bible up to Philippians chapter 2, or find Philippians chapter 2 on your phone, and let's look at God's Word today. Join me in prayer. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the truth of Scripture. Thank you that the entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. So, Lord, we come humbly before you and we ask that you would give us understanding today. Change our hearts and minds through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. In Philippians chapter 2, we're looking at some wonderful characteristics of a faithful disciple, a true disciple, Timothy, one who honors God. Timotheus was a faithful disciple, a follower of Jesus, and taught, trained, and a follower of the Apostle Paul. Notice in Philippians chapter 2, verse 19, "But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state." So Paul was in Rome, and he hoped to send Timothy back to Philippi with a message about the Apostle Paul. I want to continue our survey of Timothy in the New Testament. He's mentioned multiple times. And we left off yesterday at 1 Corinthians chapter 4. So join me there, 1 Corinthians chapter 4. You can hold a finger there in Philippians chapter 2. But go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and notice verse 17. And Paul says, "For this reason I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful son in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways in Christ as I teach everywhere in every church." So Paul wanted to send Timothy to the Corinthians, but notice how he describes Timothy here. My beloved and faithful son. He was a spiritual son, not a physical son, but a spiritual son to the Apostle Paul, and the Apostle Paul loved him dearly. He invested in him. And notice he says that Timothy also was faithful. He was a faithful son in the faith, a faithful follower, a faithful helper in the work of God. And Paul gives some more detail. He says, he will remind you of my ways in Christ as I teach everywhere in every church. Timothy's heartbeat was along the lines of the Apostle Paul's. He understood the passion, the burden of the Apostle Paul. And so Paul said, not only is he a faithful son, he is a faithful and beloved son. He is one who shares my vision and my doctrine. In chapter 2 of Philippians, he says, "I have no one like-minded," speaking about Timothy. And verse 21, "all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus, but you know his proven character, that as a son with his father, he served with me in the gospel." So Timothy understood the genius, the heartbeat, the passion of the Apostle Paul. And in 1 Corinthians, that's what Paul says. He's going to remind you of my ways in Christ. He knows my thinking. He knows my biblical passion. He says, as I teach everywhere in every church. Timothy was familiar with the vision and the doctrine and the practice of the Apostle Paul. What a blessed asset to any pastor when there's someone or many people in a congregation that understand the vision, the passion, and agree with the doctrine that is being proclaimed in that local church. Timothy was that to Paul. I could say this, every Paul, every pastor, every spiritual leader, every missionary needs a Timothy. And a Timothy needs a spiritual leader. But every pastor, missionary, evangelist needs a Timothy that understands the passion, heartbeat, and teaching that they proclaim from the Word of God. Well, notice something else. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 10. And like I say, there are many references here in the New Testament to Timothy. He was prominent, though often we don't think of him as a prominent figure because of Paul being the one that we give the most attention to. But look how often we find Timothy. 1 Corinthians 16:10. And Paul says here, "Now if Timothy comes, see that he may be with you without fear." Don't you intimidate him, you Corinthians. Don't intimidate Timothy. Let him be with you boldly, without fear. Well, notice the last part of verse 10. "For he does the work of the Lord as I also do." Timothy worked as Paul worked, the Lord's word. I love that. He does the work of the Lord just like I do. So you receive him and don't intimidate him. Don't make him afraid. What a blessing to have those who do the work of God along with us. I thank God for faithful saints, faithful workers that I can look back upon presently and over the years, who loved the Lord and were serving the Lord and were just there and could be counted on. What a tremendous blessing. And who came to our defense at different times. Praise God for workers just like that. So Timothy was a wonderful worker in the Lord's work along with Paul. Now go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 19. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 19. "For the Son of God, Jesus Christ," now get this next phrase, "who was preached among you by us." And Paul defines who the us would be. Me, Silvanus, and Timothy was not yes and no, but in him was yes. Who preached the Son of God? Paul did. Silvanus did. Timothy did. He was a preacher of the Word of God. He preached Christ. What a tremendous blessing to have fellow workers in the proclamation of the gospel. God has called upon all of us as his people to be proclaimers, to announce the good news about Jesus Christ, to tell others that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again, to tell others that they can be forgiven if they will come to the Lord Jesus by faith. All their sins can be forgiven. They can have eternal life in heaven if they will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, we preach Christ today. Have you trusted in Christ as your Savior? Has he forgiven your sins? If not, why not today? Ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life. Turn from your sin and turn to Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus and be saved. And then tell others about him. Proclaim Christ, just like Timothy, a preacher of Christ. Then we go to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. And look how Timothy is identified here. Philippians chapter 1 and the first verse, we've already looked at this, but look again. Paul and, who's the next name? Timothy, servants of Jesus Christ. Timothy was a doulos, a bond slave, a bond servant of Jesus Christ, along with the Apostle Paul. Timothy's will was lost in the will of the Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. His passion was to please the Lord and to serve him. So he is with Paul, and Paul is writing here, and Paul says, "Paul and Timothy, bondservants." We are slaves. We together serve the Lord. We belong to our Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. No higher compliment to any believer than this: I have the privilege of being a servant of Jesus Christ. Look at Colossians chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother. Look at all the different titles and names given to Timothy. And here Paul says he is our brother. Well, how could he be a spiritual son and yet a brother? Well, Timothy had heard the gospel undoubtedly from the Apostle Paul and from his mother and grandmother, but Paul discipled him, and so in that sense, Timothy was Paul's son. But because they both believed in Jesus Christ, were born again into the family of God, they were brothers in Christ. When I was a little boy and came to faith in Christ, I was with an older gentleman who later would become my youngest sister's father-in-law, and he was a man of God. He was a pastor, and I can still see us sitting on the back step of his house in Fulton, Missouri. And I was telling Sammy, as I called him, that I had trusted Jesus as my Savior, that I was saved. And Sammy explained to me how then that made us brothers. And I thought that was the most amazing thing in the whole world, that Sammy could be my brother. And you know, it is amazing, friend. When we come to Christ, we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. We're born again by the Spirit of God. We are in the family of God, and we have brothers and sisters in Christ. What a tremendous blessing to be able to have a family that's bigger than any earthly family, a family that's global, all over the world, the family that's some of us are already gone on. They're in heaven awaiting for us to join them there, brothers and sisters in Christ, even though they may be spiritual parents to us, spiritual fathers and mothers to us. So Timothy here was Paul's brother. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 11. And I'm sorry, in verse 1, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy. 1 Thessalonians 1:1. To the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He was an encouragement to the local church, along with Paul and Silvanus or Silas. They were encouragers to this church at Thessalonica. Timothy was part of that team to bless others, to encourage others. And look at 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 2. Paul says here, to Timothy, my true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Timothy was genuine, a true son. He was the real article. He had the kind of Christianity that we need, that we should have as well. The genuine article lived before a watching world and within the church of Jesus Christ. May the Lord Jesus multiply in our local churches, Timothy's, those who will learn, those who are genuine, those who have unhypocritical faith and who are following God in truth. And may we be Paul's and may we be Timothy's to the glory of God. Well, today we go to prayer for two countries and to our brothers and sisters there, though we may have never met them, probably never have, maybe never will, this side of heaven. But there are people who know Jesus in Tajikistan, Asia, and Thailand. Let's go and pray for them today. Our Father, we thank you for your family around the world. And we lift up to you, Lord, believers in Tajikistan. Lord, we don't know how many there are, probably very few. But we ask for those few that they would be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We pray that your children there would be bold to share the gospel, to make Christ known. We pray for brothers and sisters in Christ in Thailand. Lord, as they live in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, a land with idolatry. We pray that you will make believers there strong. Supply Bible education to them and training. Bless the churches that they would multiply, that believers would set forth a strong and unhypocritical witness for Jesus Christ. Bless your work, Lord, in these countries, we ask today. And Father, we ask again for an end to this pandemic, but not before maximum glory is given to you. Lord, we pray that you would get the attention of mayors, governors, and those in top places, the president, vice president, task force, those in our Congress, our House, our Senate, and the Supreme Court. We ask, Lord, that you would get the attention of each one of them, that the fear of God would be before their eyes, that they would call out to you for mercy. And Lord, for many, that they would call out to you for salvation. And Father, I think of sisters and brothers who are grieving over the loss of a loved one through this virus. Will you today give them special encouragement, special strength from your word? Enlighten their hearts. Show them that you love them. And Lord, I pray that all of us would be revived and strong in the Lord. In Jesus' wonderful, mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you, dear friend. I'm so glad you're joining us each day. Share this with a friend. May God's word encourage us all, and may his light shine upon us this day. God bless you.